It's time for Farm and Ranch headlines on the Southeast AgNet. I'm Tyron Spearman reporting. USDA's Ag Statistics Service has issued the crop estimate on acreage for peanuts and other commodities for the year. Peanut growers plan to plant 18% more this year, 1.57 million acres. The increase in planted area is mainly due to relatively low prices of other crops, especially cotton. In Georgia, the largest peanut producing state, planted acres is expected to be up 33% from last year. If realized, planted acres in South Carolina will also be a record high, and Georgia planted acres will be the highest since 1991. Also, there's 17,000 acres not listed in Arkansas. Right now, it's showing Alabama, going from 173,000 acres of peanuts last year to 212,000 this year. That's a 22.5% increase. Florida, holding about the same, 167,000 acres of peanuts in 2014, now up to 169,000 acres. Georgia, the big surprise, 591,000 acres of peanuts last year. This year, 790,000 acres has been estimated. That's a 33.7% increase. In other states, they're holding about the same, but overall, 1,565,000 acres will be estimated to be planted this year. That is an 18% overall increase nationwide. In other commodities, all cotton planting is estimated at 9 million acres. That's 18% below last year. Corn acreage is in the U.S. is down 2% from last year to 88.9 million acres. That's the lowest planted corn acreage since 2010. Soybean acreage was estimated up 2% to 85.1 million acres, a new record high, and wheat acreage is at 56.1 million acres. That's down 1% from last year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.